The Cocker Spaniel was bred to hunt the Eurasian woodcock bird, which is where the cocker in the name comes from. Spaniel is from the assumption of the dog's Spanish roots. The name Luna is the most popular pet name choice for both cats and dogs. This episode explores the origins of pet nouns and names. Etymology is the study of the origins of words. I'm Leon, and this is Etymolion. The word pet to refer to a domestic animal has been in use since the early 16th century. The origin is unknown, but I suspect it derives from the word petit, which was a late 14th century word of Old French origin, meaning little or minor. That's just a theory, as there is no consensus among etymologists. Another mystery is why we call guinea pigs, but it's not without its theories. One is that the rodent, which is native to South America, was brought to England via ships travelling between Guinea in Africa, South America, and England. Another is that they were traded in guineas, the currency used in African Guinea in the 17th century. Both attribute the pig element to the snorting sound, but all theories are contested. The scientific name for a guinea pig is Cavia porcellus. Cavia relates to the animal family that guinea pigs belong to, and porcellus is from the Latin for pig, porcus. By the 16th century, the word dog replaced hound to refer to the domesticated descendant of the wolf. Prior to that, the Old English word dogca is thought to have referred to a particular breed of dog. But where dogca, D-O-C-G-A, came from is another mystery. Hound comes from the Old English hund, which is a word of Germanic origin. Dogs are part of the canine family of animals, along with wolves, foxes, and coyotes. Canine is from the Latin canis, which means dog. Let's take a look at the etymology behind three breeds of dog. Labrador is named after the Labrador region in Canada, where the breed originated. The region gets its name from the Portuguese explorer João Fernandes Lavrador. Bulldogs are so named as they were originally used in the blood sport of bull baiting. As for Cocker Spaniel, they were bred to hunt the Eurasian woodcock bird, which is where the cocker comes from. And the Spaniel comes from the 14th century assumption that the family of gun dogs came from Spain, with the word Spaniel deriving from the Old French Espagnol. Cat is a word that we can trace back to Old English. In its Old English form, it had two T's and had an E to refer to a female cat. It entered English through Germanic roots, but it is related to the Latin cata. The other Latin word for a cat, felis, gives us the word feline. Cats and dogs can often be the subject of common phrases. one of which is It's Raining Cats and Dogs, which is used to describe a spell of heavy rainfall. The origin of the phrase is unclear, but one theory suggests that after bouts of heavy rain in the Middle Ages, corpses of cats and dogs would be found lying in the streets, likely due to the poor drainage systems of the times, thus giving the impression that it had rained cats and dogs. Sick as a dog is an 18th century phrase which tells the story of a time when dogs were not necessarily the pampered pets they are today. They were often perceived as carriers of disease due to their habit of scavenging the streets, hence the term sick as a dog. The phrase gone to the dogs is a reference to anything that has become ruined, like food, and thus is only good enough for dogs. Catnap, a short sleep taken during daytime hours, is an early 19th century term, paying homage to the pastime enjoyed by felines. The freshwater fish, which goes by the taxonomic name Carassius auratus, is known commonly as a goldfish due to its orangey hue. Goldfish is, of course, from the compounding of gold and fish. Gold is a Germanic origin word that has been with us since the Old English period, as has fish, which in that period was fish, F-I-S-C. A budgerigar, also known as a budgie, is a part of the parrot family of birds. The name is either derived from the word gidgerigar, which comes from a native Australian language, which is where they originate, or it's from the Australian slang budgerie, which meant good, and gar, which meant cockatoo. The shortened form of budgerigar budgie is attested to 1936. Rabbit is a 14th century word, entering English as rabet, R-A-B-E-T, from an old northern French word robet. Back then, it referred to the young, whilst an adult rabbit was known as a coney. And coney came from the Latin cuniculus, which meant rabbit, and is the root of the Spanish conejia and the Portuguese coelha, which mean rabbit. By the 18th century, coney was replaced by rabbit to refer to both young and adult rabbits. In the late 1990s, a new concept in pet ownership emerged with the introduction of a digital game. The Tamagotchi, which made its debut in Japan in 1996, allowed users to nurture and care for a virtual pet. The name Tamagotchi fuses two Japanese words, tamago meaning egg, in reference to the pet's initial form and the device's egg-like shape, and yuachi, meaning watch, a nod to its portable and wearable design. The price comparison website Compare the Market analysed thousands of pet insurance inquiries to decipher the UK's favourite cat and dog names. Luna was the most popular for both cats and dogs. Coming in at number two for dogs is the name Bella, and number two for cats is the name Simba. In third place for both dogs and cats is Milo. Buddy and Lola also appear in the top 10 dogs' names, whilst Gizmo and Bella appear in the list for cats. Let's take a look at the meanings and origins of these popular cat and dog names. Luna is a name of Latin origin which means moon. In English, Luna with an R is used to describe something in relation to the moon. That Latin Luna also gives us the word lunatic, coming from the word lunaticus, which means moonstruck, the idea being that insanity is caused by the influence of the moon. Milo or Milo is a form of the name Miles. It's likely from a Slavic word mil, which means dear or kind, although some suggest it originates from the Latin word miles, which means soldier. The name Bella either comes from the Latin word for beautiful or from the name Isabel, which itself is a short form of Elizabeth, which means God is my oath. The name Simba was likely popularized by the fictional character featured in the Lion King franchise. Simba is the word for lion in Swahili. The name Buddy is, of course, influenced by the word which relates to friendship. Buddy either derives from the word brother, mimicking infant speak, or it goes back to the word booty, which referred to loot or taken goods. In the 16th century, a booty fellow was someone you shared your spoils with, and that booty morphed into the word butty. Butty then became a slang term in some regions for a companion and morphed into the word buddy. Lola is a name of Spanish origin, coming from the name Dolores, which means sorrow. It's derived from the Latin dolor, which means pain or sorrow. Another popular pet name which appears in both the top 10 lists for cats and dogs is the name Coco, which likely started life as a nickname for female given names starting with Co, such as Cora, Corinne, or Colleen, before becoming a name in itself. Thanks for joining me on this episode of the podcast. I hope it's inspired you to look up the history behind words that are part of your daily vocabulary. Remember, language, history, etymologies, and pronunciations can be complex and elusive. Keep in mind that there may be conflicting explanations and ideas behind the origins of words. Follow the podcast for more episodes.